This is New England Public Radio News. Officials at Hampshire College in Amherst, Massachusetts, are preparing to defend the school's accreditation later this month. At the same time, seniors are wrapping up their studies. The mood is upbeat, but bittersweet, as this could be the final graduating class before drastic changes are made to the experimental school. New England Public Radio's Karen Brown reports.
Every time the bell rings outside Hampshire's library, another student has finished their senior thesis, known as the Division III Project, or Div 3. It's one hallmark of a Hampshire education, which is known for its free-spirited community, grade-free evaluations, and intense academic inquiry. Students design their year-long Div 3 in collaboration with a faculty committee, and topics tend to be wide-ranging and eclectic.
I did my project on accessible doula care.
Today I want to talk to you all about cortisol levels in zebrafish relative to schooling size.
I looked at a really old hormone, and I wanted to see what it was doing at a receptor signaling level. So, like,
students have been presenting their projects for the past couple weeks. At a celebration lunch at the School of Natural Sciences, Dean Elizabeth Conlisk read an original poem as people lifted their glasses of sparkling apple juice.
It's time to toast our newest alums for their work on their varied Div 3s. From birth to bogs to low mass stars, though none on the infamous Frisbee. You guys don't get that?
That's a nod to the somewhat flaky and many say unfair impression people have of Hampshire.
About the Div 3 on Frisbees, that is forever our reputation. Sorry.
Conlisk says faculty are trying to keep up a celebratory tone, but this is not a typical graduation season.
It is bittersweet. It'll feel a lot smaller next year, and we don't know exactly what our future looks like.
This winter, facing a financial crisis, the school decided not to admit a full freshman class for next year. At first, there was talk of merging with another college, but now Hampshire is trying to remain independent through a massive fundraising effort, in part to preserve the Div 3 process.
So there's more of an appreciation of something that maybe we had almost become accustomed to because it was always there and we always did it, and now we realize it's threatened.
It couldn't have been an easy semester to hunker down on a major project. There were campus protests, staff layoffs, national media attention, and a successful campaign to oust the college president and top board members. Senior Savvy Cornett was part of a months-long student sit-in at the president's office. Cornett would work in the science lab every morning and then take a spot in the sit-in every afternoon.
It was hard, but honestly, I think it was easier being a part of it and working on my div. It gave me something to do instead of just sort of sit and worry.
Cornett says even though they're graduating, they feel invested in Hampshire's educational model.
You know, my friends that are in the third and second and first year, I want them to, you know, be able to have the Hampshire that I have or that I've had, that like one that, you know, gives them the opportunity to have a school where they can exist beyond a grade.
Congratulate you, and oh my God, because I to see you at this point.
On the other side of campus, the School of Cognitive Inquiry was celebrating its Div 3 presentations. Topics included ethnic identity in Boston's Chinatown, how the body reacts to capitalist exploitation, and one of the day's more provocative entries from Ella Hunt.
So it was like a critical analysis of the history of the vaginal hygiene industry.
The vaginal hygiene industry was initially just something she found interesting.
And then I was like, oh wait, I could actually do this as like a field of study because it's Hampshire and I can do whatever I want.
Hunt says she's grateful she got the Hampshire education she expected, but she feels conflicted about graduating.
Someone that I know compared it to like being the last like person off a sinking ship, which is like really sad. And I don't think that's how we should be thinking of it, because I do think it's the students and staff and faculty that make Hampshire what it is. And I think it will very much live on.
Though next year, many of those faculty will be on leave, on reduced hours, or retiring, and Hampshire will only have about 600 students total, around half the current number. Before all that, on May 30th, school officials will have to appear in front of the New England Commission of Higher Education to make a case why Hampshire should remain an accredited college. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.